Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Trump once again is trying to dominate the news cycle by doing bizarre, crazy things, insulting things. But he came out with a truly bizarre statement yesterday. Trump said, I'm going to run in 2024, and when I do, I'll definitely be nominated. And when I'm nominated, this time I am going to pick a vice presidential candidate who's loyal to me, to Donald Trump, and supports my beliefs about the election in 2000. In other words, the big lie. In other words, lying about it being rigged. Now, let's unpack that a little bit. Historically, people, first of all, this guy is not going to be the nominee in 2024. I don't think he's going to run in 2024. I think he has sat on the sidelines and simply personally insulted most of the Republican leadership, including Mitch McConnell, McCarthy, and others. McCarthy is a chameleon. He'll cave. But a lot of these other people, a lot of the business community, do not want this clown, Trump, running and dragging their party down. And most polls show right now, you know, there can be bursts of enthusiasm based on name recognition. But the consensus is that Biden would beat him again. People, if they want an alternative, do not want criminality. They do not want Vladimir Putin invading Ukraine, invading Lithuania, and having our President Trump get down on his knees and lick Putin's boots. That they do not want. They don't want to see NATO torn apart and the EU torn apart. They don't want to see racial division and violence in our society, and Trump has engendered that. Now, historically, what have people normally done? Well, back at the time of the founding of our country, two people would run for president, and then whoever won was president, and whoever lost was the vice president. So it was already picked. It was already picked. The loser became the vice president. The theory is that it's a coalition government. Well, that fell apart pretty quick. And after a while, people would pick people in their same party. Early on, it might be the Federalist Party, the Whigs, that's W-H-I-G, not W-I-G. Google it, the Whigs. They were sort of a more liberal party before the Republican Party, which was the liberal party when Abraham Lincoln ran in 1860, and some of the Whigs went into the Republican Party. All that transition in the early 19th century. But over time, people would look to, quote, balance the ticket. All right, you balance the ticket. So if you were a liberal, you'd put a moderate on. If you were a moderate, you'd put a liberal vice president. If you were from the north, you'd put a southerner on as vice president. If you were from the south, you'd put a northerner. So Jimmy Carter put Walter Mondale on there. Jimmy Carter was moderate and from the south. Mondale was liberal and from Minnesota. This sort of thing went on and on until what happened was in 1992, Clinton, a young Southern guy, center left, liberal on many issues, not everything, picked Al Gore from Tennessee. So a guy from Arkansas picks a guy from Tennessee who's even younger than he is, and the same kind of New South presentation. Well, people say, well, that's ridiculous. Clinton has just written off, you know, a lot of the country because people are looking for some kind of identity politics here. Well, Clinton, let me tell you something. I've met Bill Clinton a number of times. I met him in politics in the 90s when he was running. My wife and I were invited to dinner in their house in Washington, D.C. During the 08 campaign when I was on Hillary Clinton's finance committee. They're wonderful people. Hillary Clinton would have been a great president. Actually, she was. She won by 3 million votes, and there was a fair amount of chicanery. But putting that aside, I will tell you this from personal witness. Bill Clinton is the smartest individual I have ever met in politics, ever met. You know, people tout his personality and his demeanor, and it's all terrific. However, when it comes to plain smarts and knowing what he was doing, Bill Clinton is it. And you know who number two was? I've met hundreds of people in politics, any major Democrat, national and state. Pat Lucey, governor of Wisconsin, 1970 till about 1977, when he was made ambassador to Mexico. He did not have Bill Clinton's outgoing personality. He was a very wonderful guy. He, along with Bill Clinton, are the two smartest people I've ever met. So anybody out there who's met these people, you'll know what I'm talking about. Anyway, Bill Clinton is not a fool. Well, Bill Clinton picked Al Gore. He decided, I'm going to double down on the New South, the post, civil rights abuse South, the New South, the growing South, and everybody loved it. And you know what they did? They went on a bus tour with their wives, all four of them. They took a bus and they drove around the country giving speech. It was terrific. It was a reprisal of the old railroad barnstorming tours before airplanes. It was a terrific idea, and it was Bill Clinton's idea. Of course, he had James Carville, and he had some other very, very, very able folks. So that was one way to do it. That was one way to do it. Obviously, then you had Barack Obama, who went the more traditional route, picked Joe Biden. Joe Biden, a little more moderate than Barack. Obviously, there were other contrasts that are obvious. And so it went on. And so it went on. Trump picks Pence. Pence was the governor of Ohio. Pence was also a guy who is as right-wing as you can get. Trump's a little light on the right-wing business on social issues, frankly, because before he became a candidate for the Republican Party, Trump was a Democrat. Did you know that? He was a Democrat. And on things like gun control, abortion, and everything else, he was to the extreme left of the Democratic Party. And suddenly he rides down an escalator in Trump Tower and he starts going the other way. Well, nobody's fooled. So they stuck Pence in there. And Pence is, frankly, bat feathers crazy. And Pence is the guy who goes, I won't even go into a room in a meeting with a woman unless my wife's there, which is a very strange thing to say. I mean, it's an extremely strange thing to say in politics, business, anything else. But that kind of thing resonated. And people thought, well, you know, Trump is a shifty character, but I like what he has to say about immigration and taxes. And Pence will drive, you know, will hold the social base. Well, this time around, what Trump is saying, I'm going to take somebody who is as bat feathers crazy as I am on the big lie, on the alleged rigging and all that business. And, well, who might that be? What, is he going to pick Cruz? Are you kidding me? After he says that Cruz, his father, was in on the assassination of John F. Kennedy because he was a Cuban refugee and because he supported Castro, and he's going to pick him, and he insults Cruz's wife? Probably not. How about Lindsey Graham? Lindsey Graham would make Tartuffe. Look it up, Molière, Tartuffe, the sycophant who would always suck up to whoever the presiding power was, would look good. I mean, not him, Rubio, the anchor baby from Cuba, he was born in the United States, and suddenly he's full frontal right? No. So who's he going to pick? Well, I got news for Trump. If he picks somebody just like himself and doubles down, at some point, people in this country and people in the Republican Party are going to go, excuse me, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? It's just come out that he made calls hours before the January 6th insurrection with his chief aides on how to stop it. The word was Pence wouldn't take a dive. All they wanted to do is postpone the certification so that the states could send in different electors through their state legislatures, and then he would get reelected. This guy is an authoritarian. He's a strong fascist, and he has got to be stopped. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I'm a lot like you.